here briefly today, this little thought I had. And in this thought, I was thinking about just kind of like running this through my mind. Scientists have found out that a mother's eggs are actually in her mother while her mother's in the womb. And that's really cool. To me, that just says a lot right there. And there's a point of what I'm trying to make here. Part of it is that you have to recognize in Mary, Jesus' mother, that Mary's mother was carrying the egg that Jesus ultimately came from. My mind just blew up on that. So think about this, okay? All the eggs had to be in order for her mother, and then her mother gives birth, right? And then this mother has to have that egg fertilized that is Mary, okay? Now, Mary is in the womb, okay? And Mary has these eggs inside of her while she's in the womb as well. And she has the egg of Jesus in her womb while she's yet to be born, while she's yet to, in creation and how God put all that stuff together. Really, really cool. So I'm sitting and thinking to myself, think about how carefully God planned all of this. All right. I believe God planned it all before the foundations of the world. It says it in the Bible, before the foundations of the world. So he had all of this planned out. He knew exactly which egg needed to be fertilized by Mary's mother. Okay. I mean, was there a grandmother? Wow. So Jesus' grandmother. Wow. Just crazy. So was carrying Jesus. Mary was carrying Jesus. And all of that takes place. And here comes the Holy Spirit at the right time with the right egg that is popping out of Mary, that is going into the umbilical cord, not the umbilical cord, the, I'm not really skilled on that. I wasn't paying attention in biology class. But in the fallopian tube, as the egg is getting fertilized, goes into the fallopian tube, and the Holy Spirit comes upon Mary, and she has now been impregnated by the Holy Spirit. Now, in the Septuagint, it talks about the manna that fell from heaven, remember? And actually, that was the, if I remember correctly, that was the word in the Septuagint, which is the Greek translation of the Hebrew, is called sperma. And so this life-giving DNA that came from God out of heaven to feed the Israelites is now the same. It's the same life-giving DNA that was, as the Spirit of God was brooding over the face of the deep, and as the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary and impregnated her at that egg, at that moment, at that time. Crazy thought. And yet, many people really believe that it wasn't, that we were just born out of chance. They say a lot of things, people who don't know anything, or people who just don't want to believe in God. Okay? I want to go to Psalm 139 here. And just let you know how perfect this was all planned out, okay? He says, there is no such thing as darkness with you. The night to you is as bright as the day, and there's no difference between the two. Verse 13 of Psalm 139. You have formed my innermost parts, or my innermost being, shaping my delicate inside and intricate outside, and wove them all together in my mother's womb. We're going to stop there for a second. So he does all of this in his in Mary's womb, okay? And in your mother's womb, he's intricately weaving you together. Thank you. I thank you. Verse 14. I thank you, God, for making me so mysteriously complex. They're still finding things out about the human body. Everything you do is marvelously breathtaking. It simply amazes me to think about it. How thoroughly you know me, Lord. Now understand this. God knows you from before, I mean, even before the foundations of the world. Wow. I know, isn't that cool, Cindy? I'm sorry, because I get the comments later, or just a few minutes late, so if I delay in that, I'm terribly sorry. Hi, Rick. Hi, Bill, Janet, Shannon, good to see you. Happy birthday, Shannon, all the way in Norway. Dee Dee, good to see you. Jane, good to see you as well. God is good. Ruth is here. Susan's here. Got a bunch of folks here. So good. Hilda, God bless you today. Just saw God just pouring out his spirit on you, a new fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit. And he says this, you have, how thoroughly you know me, Lord. You even formed every bone in my body when you created me in the secret place. Wow. Wow. Skillfully, carefully shaping me from nothing into something. He shaped me from nothing into something. Now you remember in Genesis 1, I think it's verse 2, he says, and the earth was without form and it was void, and the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the deep. And then he says, and the Lord said, and I love that. I love that because when God says it, that's it. You know, you remember that movie, The Ten Commandments, Cecil B. DeMille. Well, what's his name? Pharaoh, so let it be written, so let it be done. It is written. Jesus has to say, it is written. You have to say, it is written. Your promise, it is written. The promises of God in him are yes, they're in the Bible. In him is yes, and in him is waiting for you to say amen, or so be it, waiting for your faith to excel and to go for it. Wow. You saw who you created me to be before I became me. Before I had even ever seen the light of day, the number of days you planned for me were already recorded in your book. Every single moment you are thinking about me. How precious and wonderful to consider that you cherish me constantly in your every thought. Oh God, your desires toward me are more than the grains of sand on every shore. When I awake each morning, you're still with me. Remember, we talked about yesterday that he never leaves us, never forsakes us. He's always there. Oh God, come and slay these bloodthirsty, murderous men. What a great thing. You're up in heaven and then, hey, stop and kill these guys. Oh, man. Wow. And then, well, we'll just stop there for a second. I just want you to know that he's thinking about you every moment. His desires are toward you. He created you. He made you specifically before his time was even, I mean, before Mary was even born, he had Jesus' egg there. Before you were even born, God saw you. That is a, my mind just exploded with that this morning as I was praying, because I realized that this, there's no crazy idea that things are just haphazard. God planned all of this. Remember in Jeremiah 29:11, he says, I know the plans I have for you. Plans for good and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. God has already mapped it out for you. And he has good for you because he created you the way you're supposed to be. He created you the way you are right now. He created you this way. And he says to you, I love you. I love you. I love you. You're not an accident, man. You know, I know many people say that, you know, that, well, my youngest was an accident. No. She was on purpose. You may not have planned it, but God planned it a long time before you were even born. Wow. How can you think that you don't have a reason to live? How can you think that you don't have a purpose? How can you think? Simple. The enemy's a liar. The devil's a liar. But God's plans for you are for good and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Well, Tom, you don't know what's happened to me in my life, all these things that have happened. Well, believe me, you know, I may not know the specifics, but I know that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus came that you might have life and have it abundantly, because he has a purpose for you. He has a plan for you. He has a goal for you. He has a desire for you that is unmatched. I'm just feeling the presence of the Holy Spirit right now. He has something in you that is pouring into him right now. And it's making him pour himself out in you so that you can be who he created you to be. That you are royalty. He has created you to be kings and priests unto him. It says that in Revelation. When you became born again, you are now seated in heavenly places with him. I was just thinking about this today. Imagine. Just imagine. You know, if the laws of today were back then, you know, Joseph puts Mary away, doesn't want her to be shamed. So, you know, I kind of personally believe he hid her. So, and imagine the people around Jesus thinking he was an illegitimate child. Imagine going around with that stigma, Mary going around with that stigma that she bore an illegitimate child. Because don't forget, Joseph didn't have any relations with her till after Jesus was born. A specific egg on a specific day when Mary's mother got pregnant to Mary. And then on a specific day of a certain month, that one egg was there. The Holy Spirit came and overshadowed her and impregnated her with Jesus. It's not by accident. Neither are you. God created you with your personality, with your abilities, with your talents. And he says to you, it's time. It's time. He wants your soul to be whole. He wants your soul to be whole so that you can be whole. That's what the whole purpose of the cross is. Well, I just wanted to briefly share today some of these thoughts, some of these ideas that were running through my brain this morning as I was praying, because I believe that it's time for us to rise up as the army of God, as the people of God, people that God, because there's lost souls in the church and out of the church that desperately need God. They need you to step up. They need you to step up to the plate. Yeah. Your environment may have shaped your attitude, but God didn't do that. And God can redeem that. In Joel chapter 2, he talks about the years that the canker worm has eaten, that the locust has eaten, and God's restoring all of those. All that restoration also means, it also means not just a restoration, like it's rebuilt, it means it's brand new, but also it means that he fills in all the blanks that you feel like you lost. Amen. God is amazing. I just love you guys. Thanks for listening. And then we'll check out again tomorrow.